As Tina said, our first scripture lesson today is Psalm 139. I will be reading to you the first 14 chapters, our first 14 verses. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us, thanks be to God.
Thank you. This morning's sermon passage comes to us from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. I'll be reading verses 5 through 20 through 40. Listen now for God's word to us. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And the child's father and mother were amazed about what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer day and night. At that moment, she came and she began to praise God, to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Israel. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God rested upon him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today is not only celebrate the gifts of Women's Sunday for our denomination. In 2 days, it is International Women's Day, and the entire month of March is Women's History Month. In his proclamation on February 28th, President Biden said, Women's History Month provides an opportunity to honor the generations of trailblazing women and girls who have built our nation, shaped our progress, and strengthened our character as people. Sadly, the gifts of women have not always been celebrated, let alone recognized. So on this day and in this month, we honor the gifts that God has given to women and their contributions. As we do that this morning, I invite you to consider this question: what does it mean to live large as a woman of faith? What does it mean to live large as a woman or just a person of faith? When Jesus walked the earth, the only social standing that women had came from being wives or mothers. We've come a very long way since then. We now have a female vice president. The first female African-American woman has been nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And in 1956, our denomination started ordaining women as ministers of word and sacrament. Even so, we have work to do to ensure that our daughters are able to have the same opportunities as our sons. In February of 2017, a phrase meant to end the debate on the Senate floor went viral. Perhaps you remember it, when Steve Daines of Montana interrupted Elizabeth Warren, and as she was reading the words of Coretta Scott King on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell also intervened to keep Warren from finishing her speech. Now, the incident might have been forgotten if no more was said, but then McConnell had further comments about Warren, and he said, "She was warned, she was given explanation, but nevertheless, she persisted." These words struck a chord and a nerve with millions of women everywhere who have experienced being silenced before or dismissed in one way or another, many of whom who have had to work harder and longer and have been paid less than their male counterparts. Instead of shutting the conversation down, Senator McConnell's comments opened it up. Almost immediately, the phrase, "nevertheless, she persisted," started showing up everywhere in newspaper headlines and on social media memes and on consumer items like t-shirts and coffee cups. "Nevertheless, she persisted" became a phrase of encouragement to many to keep on keeping on. Two women who persisted throughout their lives show up in today's scripture reading: Anna, who served in the temple her entire life, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. Both are examples of people who lived large as women of faith. Anna lived large as a woman of faith by dedicating her life to service in the temple, despite the fact that she waited and she watched for 60 long years before Mary, Joseph, and the baby walked in. Nevertheless, she persisted day and night, praying and fasting. When Mary and Joseph finally did come to the temple, you can just almost hear her joy in when we are told that she began to praise God and to speak about Jesus to all who were looking for the redemption of his Jerusalem. Anna is only one of four people in all of the New Testament who identified Jesus as the Messiah. Mary lived large as a woman of faith also, dedicating her life there by first saying yes to becoming the mother of Jesus. But that moment was just the beginning. She and Joseph brought him up in a Jewish home and set the foundation for his ministry that was to come. And Mary was with Jesus to the bitter end. We know in John's gospel, we are told that she offered her ministry a presence, the only thing that she could do for her son as he suffered and breathed his last breath on the cross. She watched them take Jesus down from the cross and him being laid in the tomb. No wonder Simeon had predicted that a sword would pierce her own soul too. I cannot think of anything more painful than for a parent to endure the death of a child. Nevertheless, Mary persisted. Like Anna and Mary, each of us have been given gifts to love and to create. When we live large as people of faith, we courageously offer the gifts that we have been given, bringing God's blessings into the world. Mary and Anna come from a long line of women in Scripture who live large as women of faith. The Hebrew midwives Shipra and Puah took their lives in their own hands when they defied Pharaoh's order to kill the Hebrew baby boys when their mothers had given them birth and when they brought them into the world. But nevertheless, they persisted in their defiance, and because of it, the Hebrews became more numerous than ever. The Hebrew baby boys survived, and the nation of Israel remained strong. When all the Israelite men had fled in fear from the Canaanites, nevertheless, the Israelite prophet and judge Deborah persisted. She wasn't permitted to lead the army because she was a woman, so she appointed Barak as commander, and he acted on her orders, and the Canaanites were defeated. Although she could have been put to death for becoming in front of the king without being summoned, nevertheless, Queen Esther persisted, and her people, the Jews, were saved from annihilation. The stories of persistent women can be found in the New Testament too. A few include the woman in Jesus' parable who kept knocking and knocking on the judge's door until she received justice. Nevertheless, she persisted, and justice was given. Although a woman who was unclean was not supposed to touch a man in that time and place in Jesus' day and in public, a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years persisted, and when she reached out and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was healed. Remember the widow who only had 2 coins to her name? Although she knew she would have nothing left for herself, nevertheless, she persisted and deposited those coins in the church treasury. In her generosity, she was blessed. God upheld these women who broke the rules, who were persistent, who reached out when they were supposed to keep their arms to their sides, who gave their last dime, who knocked until the door was finally open. Nevertheless, they persisted, and because God faithfully listened for the needs, the plight, and the desperation of these women, prayers were answered, and God's love persisted and always persists, and healing took place. All of these women lived large as women of faith, and today, God's faithful women of persistence are all around us. Many are sitting right here in this sanctuary this morning. Earlier this week, I was blessed to spend some time with Ruth Fedosin. Well, where would this church be without the persistent faith of charter members like Ruth and her husband? This church might not even be here today. There have been many women in my life who have served as faithful models of persistent faith. My maternal grandmother, my mom, who is with us today, female pastors and professors, just to mention a few. And I am sure that there have been women who have modeled faithful persistence in each of your lives, women who have lived large as persons of faith, blessing the world in the unique ways that only they can do. So in the spirit of celebrating the gifts of women, I invite you to take the next 3 minutes to turn to your neighbor and share a story of one of those persistent women who has meant so much to you in your life. And when 3 minutes is up, I'll call us back together. Our God has planted a largeness in each of our souls, however we identify our gender. Marianne Williamson puts it this way: "Your playing small does not serve the world. You were meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's just not in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. What does it mean to live large as a person of faith? It means that those of us who have been made in the image of God, which means all of us, are meant to love and to create and to bless the world. God wants to bless the world through us. And it means being courageous and stepping out of our comfort zones to offer the gifts that only we can. Winston Churchill once said that courage is what it takes to stand up and speak, and courage is what it takes to know when to listen. Following Jesus, do we have the courage to speak and to listen? With the example of the witnesses of those who have come before us, will we persist? I invite you to pray with me. Dear God, giver of all good gifts, we are thankful for your persistent love that never fails and never gives up on us. We are grateful for the seeds of greatness that you have planted in each of our souls. Give us courage to live large as people of faith. We pause, remember, and give thanks for the women and for the men on whose shoulders we stand. May we follow in their footsteps and encourage those who come after us to persistently work to follow Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.
May the Lord bestow God's blessing, fed by the word. May the Spirit's fire within us make Jesus heard. Loving God and loving neighbor, knowing you have found God's favor, be at peace in Christ our Savior forevermore.